I did. All right, Noah, always for you.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God of love. Holding tight, so happy together. If I should call you up in the midst of time and say that you belong to me, ease my mind, imagine how the world could be. So very fine, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. With me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, had to be the only one for me is you, you for me, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, you had to be the only one for me is you, you for me, so happy together. Ba 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 ba. Me and you, you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, they had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together, so happy together, so happy together, so happy together. Happy together, so happy together, so happy together, so happy together, so happy together.
I think it was a little tighter than normal. Here you go, Noah. We love you, Noah. Always happy to have Noah hang out. It gives us the excuse to play that song. Yeah, it's all fun. It's all good indeed. God is good. God is able. Well, we are just elated. Last week, we were able to introduce Bruce back in the house. What's today, Bruce? It is Thursday, Ruth. And so now, after... And look, we got Bruce back. We didn't scare him off. Bruce actually came back. And because he came back, I think that's why Rita came back.
It was. I just couldn't stay away.
Welcome, Rita. We're glad you're back, Rita. And sadly, with all the no touchy feely stuff, we just give you virtual hugs.
Thank you.
Shalom, and all the other goodies. All the goodies. But hey, Rita's going to bless us here now.
Pass her one of the Linda hugs.
Oh, I can.
Linda hugs.
You're right. Linda gave us some virtual hugs that we could share. Sure, move along. Who else has rolled in here? Remember, we're taking your prayer requests too. Let me grab something here real quick. Oh, all the techie stuff. All the techie stuff. But we're making it. We are making it one way or the other. Okay, so for those of you who are above the age of 40, I think is probably safe to say. Above the age of 40, you may remember your proms. And this was a song that was very popular through them. So for those of you missing prom, this is for you.
Must have been cold there in my shadow. Never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine, that's your way. You always walked a step behind. with all the glory. While you were the one with all the strength, a beautiful face without a name for so long, a beautiful smile to hide the pain. Did you ever know that you're my hero? Everything I would like to be, I could fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings. It might have appeared to go
have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back, finally.
The sultry voice of Rita. We've missed it. We've missed it. We are glad you're back. That means we can do other songs like that. Other songs that have Rita. What was the Beatles song with Rita?
Oh, lovely Rita.
We should do that one. What, they got chuckles on the back on that? Oh, you think it'd be fun? Come on now. Okay,
hey,
let me
I'll
see.
Do anything.
What else is here? All right, Noah's shared a prayer request. Let me find my paper. Yeah, Noah, you're absolutely right. Getting this virus stuff to go. That's got to bow in the name of Jesus. Big agree there, Noah. So the viruses be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, Melly, can you scroll back and see if I missed any other prayer requests? Appreciate everybody being here. We're seeing, got about 13 showing on Facebook currently. I'm not sure on the other site right now. I'm not looking at it. The only prayer request I have with this, somebody has dialysis. What was that one? From Carol Kennel. Dialysis incisions for Carol. Amen. All right. Carol, put your hand on those incisions thing right now, right? And say, in the name of Jesus, discomfort, pain, you must go and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We proclaim that victory for you right now. And Noah, yes, these viruses have got to bow. It's got to go. So, Lord, I thank you that your great power and mercy and grace just crushes this thing. We'd love to see this done in a supernatural way, Lord, just to shock the world and just bring a bunch of people to belief. To see what the true power of God is. So we thank you, Lord. Anything else, or Melody? That
no.
Okay. All right. There's a song by Aaron Schust called My Savior, My God. Thank you. skilled to understand what God has willed, what God has planned. I only know that His right hand stands one who is my Savior. I take Him at His word and deed. Christ died to save me, this I read. And in my heart I find a need. Give Him to be my Savior. That He will leave His place on high and come for sinful man to die. My Savior, my Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, He was, my God, He is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, He was, my God, He is, my God is always gonna be. Yes, live and die and let me breathe. My strength, my solace from this grief. That He who lives to be my King once died to be my Savior. That He will leave His place on high and come for sinful man to die. You counted strange, so once did I. Before I knew my Savior. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, He was, my God, He is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior's always there for me. My God, He was, my God, He is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior lives, my Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior loves, my Savior lives. Bless God, He lives. He lives. Did you see anything else rolling there, Melody? I don't think so. Other folks joining with us. I see Francis Noah's back on here. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Good to have. This is actually our first Thursday where I have the screen lyrics. They are actually superimposed on the screen now. We're using some cool new software. We did it on first run was actually on Sunday. So give us your comments.
Turned out so well, we're doing it again.
That's correct. This is going to be moving forward, absolutely. Because the nice thing is when we move the camera, it stays with it. So when we're looking at the pastor, because before we had a laptop there, for those of you who remember, and this is muchos better. We like this one. That's a lot of fun. Okay, so, you know, this is not one that I put Christian lyrics to. I got this one right from Righteous Pop Music back in the 90s, I think it was, as I did this one. Anyway, see if you guys recognize this song. You ready there, Brandon?
I'm ready.
Aaron ready.
I thought God was nothing but a fairy tale. Good for someone else, not for me. Oh, sin was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And I found His grace. I'm a believer. Not a trace doubt in my mind. I've been saved. I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side. I thought love was mine, just for the taking. See, the more I took, less I got. Jesus found his grace.
I'm a believer,
not a trace. Walking by my side. Not a slave to sin now. Jesus broke the chains. Now the more I give, the more I gain. And he found his grace. Not a trace doubt in my mind. You can't change. Be a believer. Jesus will walk right by your side.
Soon you see his face. 'Cause I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
Not a trace doubt in my mind.
Close. Yeah, not too bad for only second run through, right? That's okay.
Second run through, yeah.
It's still a lot of
That's
fun.
That's exactly what it is.
Still a lot of fun. Okay, so now we have to see, did anyone know, who knew what the song was? Let's see if anybody will comment on here, because I'm specifically asking, right? So what was the original name of the song and the group? Bonus points for group. And I know this is like a 30-second delay, so we'll figure out where it is. All the good fun and techie stuff. Okay, so for our call to worship, we're going to be doing, because for those of you who haven't been with us a while, you remember we run through all the music we're going to be doing on Sunday, including some extra who knows what we're going to get. And I'm buying time, aren't I?
Yes,
sir. All right, I'm buying time. So there's a song called I Believe in Jesus, simple, smooth, easy. And Melody, will you bless us with a little prayer along the middle through that? That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. So this is how we're going to start all this stuff up.
I believe he is the Son of God. I believe he died and rose again. I believe he paid for us all. And I believe he is here now, standing in our midst, here with the power to heal now, and the grace to forgive.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious day that you've given us. We thank you that your light will just continue to shine and just would reach us and bring us together. Bring us together even in these moments when we feel like we're spiraling out of control. You know, when we don't really know which direction to turn or which way to look. God, I thank you that you are finding ways to just unite us. Unite us and let us come together even amid all these times when we're in our homes alone. God, we are finding new ways to connect, and that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. You know, the devil will try and steal, kill, and destroy. He will try to take things away from us. But no, you say, take another look, devil. Because what are we doing? We are coming together. We are coming together under you, God. We are coming together as a nation, as a people, and as your children. We are uniting. We are your people.
I believe he is here now.
I believe you are here.
to heal now. And the grave, keep going, to forgive. Let's go back to the top. I believe in Jesus. I believe he is the Son of God. I believe he died and rose again. I believe he paid for us all. And I believe he is here now. Power to heal now, and the grace to forgive.
Playing follow the leader there.
Well, you know where she ended. I thought, well, I kind of anyway, it worked. It worked. You guys are awesome. The band follows, and they catch up, and they're good. They're awesome. They're amazing. Okay, Karen loves this song, right?
Sure, how he thinks we are when he changes how good. Wrapped around that little finger. Sure. How do you think?
Oh, did anybody guess?
Oh, yeah, we had tons of guesses.
Okay, how many people figured out it was the Monkees? I'm a Believer. I see. Who?
Raise your hand.
Give me their names, Naughty. Give me their names.
All right. Well, okay, hold on. Because Charlie Kennel got I'm a Believer, but it's his Beatles.
Oh!
So, what does that mean?
Incorrect.
Yep. All or none. All or none was to say, Charlie, sorry, Charley.
Okay, actually, you know what?
I've been waiting my whole life to say that.
Charlie,
sorry, Charlie.
Okay, wait a second. So there's a little known fact, though. Let's see. So we're going to do double extra bonus points here. Somebody will have to go into Google and figure this out. Who wrote the song I'm a Believer originally? Now, don't say it. We'll do it after the song. After our next song, we'll find out. So you guys can go look that up right now. Who actually wrote the song? We know who made it popular. It was the Monkees. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Don't leave the page. Oh, wait a second. Find somebody next to you and Google this one. So figure out who wrote the composer.
That's
the
right word, isn't it?
The composer. Well, yeah, they could open a new tab, but if they're on the phone, they're going to lose this maybe kind of. But anyway,
I'm a Believer. McKinley did get it.
So figure that one out.
I want to point that out.
McKinley. Excellent. This is good stuff. How about I love to tell the story? Let's do that one.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story. 'Tis pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when it seems of glory, I sing a new song. 'Twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my
sailboat story of Jesus and his love.
Nice. Thank you, Garrett. Hymns are fun. Oh, let's see. Children's Time, Jones, and Search for Reading. Okay.
Any responses yet to the...
Response? Oh, yeah, Melody. Here, can you check and see if anybody figured out? Okay, we were looking for the composer.
Drum roll, please.
We gave you a whole song to figure it out. Did anybody get it?
We have one from Mary Sheldon.
And it says...
Neil Diamond.
She nailed it! Wow!
But she followed up with T-Dog Looked It Up.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. We did give that option. That's okay. But yes, now, can you imagine... Can you do Neil Diamond version of I'm a Believer. Down, down, down.
That was Sweet Caroline you just did there.
I know that. But I'm a Believer is kind of similar, right? Da, 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 da. Oh, never mind.
No.
We should try it. We should see how the Neil Diamond recording that actually sounded once. And
pretty similar, actually. It's just deeper and more out of rhythm.
It was a little more like this with Neil's version, but anyway. Out of rhythm.
Just a little more out of rhythm.
Yeah, like
I like Neil Diamond, don't get me wrong, but I...
Okay, so, all right, so Brandon, on the chorus, remember it goes up on the chorus on this one? So if you want to jump in there with me, and then I'll probably drop down, unless you don't, and then I'll stay up.
Does anybody want to see him struggle? Type your responses in now.
you'll see it anyway if I stay there, but hopefully we have some relief on Sunday, maybe on this one we'll find out. Hint, wink, wink for someone who should be watching. He was watching. Not you. Someone who sits there. Yes, wave to Todd. Okay. How much does he love us?
Ha.
David Crowder, he loves us. For me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of this wind and mercy. And all of a sudden, I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of this wind and mercy. All of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. 'Cause we are his portion, he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. Grace were an ocean, we're all sinking. And heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss. My heart turns violently inside my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Big yes and amen. Who else is rolled in here with us? Tracy, Jenny, Judy, Rich. Hey, Rich, make sure you you watch tomorrow night. Larry Van Druten and Tom Wagner are going to be from the basement on their page over there. I think I sent you an invite on that. Make sure you click on it and show up with it. And anybody else who wants to check things out, I'll repost that on my page. Got a coworker named Larry Van Druten, and he's in a band called Fast Forward, also with a guy named Tom Wagner. They're going to be in their basement, acoustic guitar with the piano. And they did a. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be 8 o'clock tomorrow night on Facebook Live. Sing along with us. I am loved, you are loved, I can risk loving you. For the one who knows me best loves me more. I am loved, you are loved, won't you please take my hand? We are free to love each other. We are loved. You are loved. You are loved. You can miss loving too. For the one who knows you best loves you most. I am loved. We are loved. Won't you please take a hand? We are free. Each other, we are loved. It's loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends. Gaither thing we'll be doing for offering on Sunday. All good stuff. Anybody got any stories? Good stories of Jesus, maybe? What do you think? Do you have any stories, Karen?
You should tell me those stories.
Tell me the stories, will you?
Tell me the stories.
Tell me those stories.
Well, you can stand up to a mic and tell us a story. You can tell us a story. She actually has a story. Wow.
Yeah, so I was going to buy some trees.
So you guys don't get the privilege of seeing this. Karen Offinger, you hardly ever see her buried back in here. But thank you, Karen. What's your story?
So I was going to buy some trees, and the kids and I just got in the car, and we went out to buy some trees to plant yesterday. And we go out, and I got kind of lost, and I was out, and I'm like, why am I out here? I was kind of frustrated. I should have gone the other way. I should have gone back. So I went towards Oxford for some reason. I didn't find anything. I was like, I was frustrated. I'm like, why am I here? And then we drive by and we see this little tiny nursery with trees out front. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's a nursery with trees. And so I turned around, went back in. There was this old gentleman who owned this nursery. And he had just a few trees. I mean, we had two of each of these different types of trees. So he had plenty to pick from, but not like big. So we picked some trees and he was so kind. He was talking about how to plant them, how to take care of them. And he had his trees in the ground in buckets, not sitting out in racks. So he took care of them. He knew how to take care of them. And we ended up buying three trees from him. And I don't know why I was out there. I was frustrated. Why am I out here? And I get home, I plant the trees, and my neighbor walks by. And she's like, well, where'd you get those trees from? And I couldn't remember the guy's name. So I sent my daughter in the house, get the receipt. She brought the receipt and showed it to him. And she's like, oh, he goes to our church. And his business has been pretty impacted by all this and everything. And I'm like, here I was frustrated. Like, why did I go this way? And we end up finding a neighbor of ours is a parishioner at his church who's struggling with his small business. And we bought three trees from him, you know, good-sized, big trees. And, like, how did that come together like that? I went the wrong way, and I ended up the right way.
So where was it? Where was it?
On the way to Oxford. I don't know.
On the way to Port Oxford.
Yeah, on the way to Oxford, which I used. I'm going to go to Corrine. I'm like, why am I going out this way? But it's a pretty day. I'm like, okay, we'll just look, you know. Nice. But I ended up getting frustrated. Like, why am I driving this way? Why did I go this way? Why am I out here? I was going to go to Lowe's. I mean, why am I going, you know. And I found this little nursery. It just worked out. And this really kind man was, and it was a neighbor, church goer, who needed some help anyways. So there you go. So that's me. Tell me a story.
We got a story.
I'm 27.
Hold on. So Karen, heading towards Oxford, yeah, leaving Oxford. Millville.
Okay, so that was actually an awesome intro to this song, Karen. Thank you. I was that's the name of the song, the hymn. You know, tell me the stories of Jesus. She shares a story. Before you do that, Karen, I've got the Judy Cotman to share a prayer request for Cindy and her husband Craig. Craig was admitted to hospice here. So, Lord, we just thank you for your peace upon that family, just in the knowledge that you will. We always get to see our loved ones back again in paradise. So, God is good. God is able. So, peace to them. Thank you, Karen. Bring us in to tell me the stories. Yep, hope so.
Tell me the stories of Jesus, I love to hear. Things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea. Stories of Jesus, tell the children surround his knee, and I shall fancy his blessing resting on me. Words full of kindness, tears of grace, all were miles long for Jesus' face. Into the city I follow the children's band, waving a branch of a palm tree high in my hand. One of his arrows, yes, I would sing. Loudest calls of those, Jesus is King.
Nice high note hitting there, Melody. That's all good. All right, one more song here, then we'll share a message. Then we'll have some extra songs. Make sure you stick around. Do we have an intro for this one?
Sure.
Spent a lifetime looking for you, through the stars and good old times forever true, playing a fool's game hoping to win, listening to sweet lies losing it, yeah. I was looking for you in all the wrong places, looking for you in too many faces, searching the eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of, hoping to find a friend and a brother. I'm blessed the day I discovered Jesus, looking for love. I was alone then, no love inside. I did everything I could to get me through the night. Don't know where it stopped, where it might end. still searching her eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Now that I found my friend and my brother, God bless the day I discovered Jesus, looking for love.
Right. Let's move on over to see what else came in.
I'll be back.
All kinds of folks stopping in and dropping in. We appreciate everybody. So, all right, I'm going to jump over here. We'll share a brief message, and we got some extra songs here. Oh, Brandon, you trying to remember how that one starts? Okay, so you didn't hear Karen announce that one, but she's helping Bruce out here. Karen's got to take off, so Bruce is that Bruce? We're going to have you on keys for a song, huh? All right, just a little bitty song indeed. All right, let me get this switched over here. So long, Rita. Thanks for being here. See you Sunday. Sunday. Right, Bruce? Sunday. Bruce has got all the days. Bruce is our official date keeper. Gatekeeper, too. That's right. The date keeper, the gatekeeper. Let's see. I had to run this camera because of all the separation of church and state that we need to have through here. I had to widen the camera here, so I've got to adjust accordingly. I guess that means I can sit closer because it's showing wider. Makes me wider, right? Let me see if I can bring this up on here real quick. And, oops, that's not what I want. Discard. Because Facebook isn't really good at keeping things caught up on comments and the like, so I want to make sure I can watch it on the phone. What did I do with my tablet? Oh, here it is. So it's been another week. And someone explained to me why Facebook is not kind to me on this page. All right. Melody, can you bring us up and watch the comments? Watch the comments on here for me, because I don't know what it is. Maybe it's about Facebook. No, it's something weird with the page. I actually have that problem in a regular browser too. That page doesn't always load up. So here we are again. Another week has rolled through. Bruce has been playing now with us for a week again. Woo! Because you were last Thursday. So that's good. Hoping to see Todd here on Sunday with us, and let's see where God's taking us. Who knows where we're going here? Okay, so, this is interesting. So, 1 Chronicles 21, David numbers the fighting men. Okay, so King David, it had a lot of good stuff going on, and like any man, Satan was going to go ahead and start messing around with them. So Satan rose up, chapter 21, 1 Chronicles. Starting at the beginning of it. Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take a census of Israel. So David said to Job and the commanders of the troops, "Go and count the Israelites from Beersheba to Dan, and then report back to me so I may know how many there are." But Joab replied, he said, "May the Lord multiply his troops 100 times over. My lord the king, are they not all of my lord's subject? Why does the Lord want to do this? Why should he bring guilt on Israel?" So I got the pause button here. So God would declare tell the kings to take a census on sanctuaries you got before they would be called the wars. But David now has completed a lot of these wars. So for him to take a census, it isn't making sense, which is why Job is coming back on him and say, hey, you know, why do you want to bring guilt upon Israel? The king's word, however, overruled Job. So Job left and went through Israel and then came back to Jerusalem. Job reported the number of the fighting men to David and all Israel. There were 1,100,000 men who could handle a sword, including 470,000 in Judah. But Job did not include the tribes of Levi and Benjamin in the numbering because the king's command was repulsive to him. So he didn't actually even do exactly what David had told him to do. So he didn't count them. This command was also evil in the sight of God, so God punished Israel. Sorry, so pride and ego caused David to go against the will of God. So God wasn't happy. So now again, 1 Chronicles 21, verse 8. Then David said to God, he said, I have sinned greatly by doing this. Now I beg you, take away the guilt of your servant. I've done a very foolish thing. And the Lord said to Gad, David's seer, he said, go and tell David, this is what the Lord says. I'm giving you three options. All right, so there's consequences for all of our actions, right? So in this case, David figured out he messed up. So he's asking God, okay, forgive me. So God said, here's the consequences. Here's your three options. Choose one of them for me to carry out against you. So Gad went to David and said to him, this is what the Lord says. Take your choice. 3 years of famine, or 3 months of being swept away before your enemies with their swords overtaking you, or 3 days of the sword of the Lord, a day of plague in the land with the angel of the Lord ravaging every part of Israel. Now then decide how I should answer the one who sent me. And David said to Gad, who's the seer, who's speaking for God. He said, let me fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is very great. But do not let me fall into the hands of men. So you remember the third option essentially was God's going to go ahead and let a plague come through. All right. So the Lord sent a plague on Israel. And 70,000 men of Israel fell dead. And God sent an angel to destroy Jerusalem. But as the angel was doing so, the Lord saw it and was grieved because of the calamity. And said to the angel who was destroying the people, enough, withdraw your hand. And the angel of the Lord was then standing at the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. And David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between heaven and earth with a drawn sword in his hand extended over Jerusalem. Can you imagine this? David saw this angel of God, all right, ready to make God's wrath. And we're going to talk a little bit about this because it talks about the plague, right? We're going to talk some more about this, but imagine seeing that. And there, then David and the elders were clothed in sackcloth and fell face down. You would clothe in sackcloth when you're repenting, when you're showing your forgiveness of the repenting act. So David said to God, was it not I who ordered the fighting men to be counted? Am I the one who has sinned and done wrong? He said, these are but sheep. He said, what have they done, O Lord my God? Let your hand fall upon me and my family, but do not let this plague remain on your people. Then the angel of the Lord ordered Gad to tell David to go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite. And so David went up in obedience to the word that Gad had spoken in the name of the Lord. And while Arunah was threshing wheat, he hurried, turned and saw the angel, and his four sons who were with him hid themselves. Of course, they were afraid. I mean, they see this angel with a sword, right? Then David approached. And where Arunah looked and saw him, he left the threshing floor, bowed down before David the king, with his face to the ground. And David said to him, he said, let me have the site of your threshing floor so I can build an altar to the Lord, so the plague on the people may be stopped. Sell it to me at full price. And Arunah said to David, he said, take it. Let the Lord my king do whatever he pleases. He said, look, I will give you the oxen and the burnt offerings and the threshing sledges for the wood and the wheat. I mean, I will give you all of this. So this is okay. I mean, it's the king, right? He's like, here, take it. But King David replied. He said, no, I insist on paying full price. I will not take for the Lord what is yours or sacrifice a burnt offering that costs me nothing. So David paid him 600 shekels of gold for the site. And David built an altar to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. And he called on the Lord. And the Lord answered him from the fire. answered him from with fire from heaven on the altar of the burnt offering with fire from it. So just whoosh, all right? How awesome is that? Then the Lord spoke to the angel, and he put his sword back in its sheath. And at that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor, he offered sacrifices there. And the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses had made in the desert, and the altar of the burnt offering were all at that time on the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before to inquire of God because he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord. Whoa. That's 1 Chronicles 21. You just made it through a chapter. So you guys ought to read a chapter each time, right? Or each time. You did your Bible reading for the day, right? You did that. But notice how David messed up, and God said, there's consequences for this. This is all prior to Christ Jesus. Jesus came and paid for all of our sins, all that stuff, all right? So in the Old Testament, a lot of times you'll read about the wrath of God, and this can be confusing to a lot of people, a lot of Christians I know, all right? But remember, this is before Christ. The wrath of God was satisfied by the death of Jesus on the cross. That satisfied that, okay? So the stuff we're experiencing now, this COVID and other stuff that's been roaring through, this is not, you can't do apples to apples with this, all right? You cannot do that because we have Jesus, all right? We have Jesus Christ. The fact is we live in a fallen world, and of course you've heard a lot of the different rumors and the like too, that man created this and man released this and the like, so this is just a consequence of us living in this fallen world. But by the grace of God, God's power has the ability to crush this. And God listens to his people. He listens to his people. James 5:16 tells us, you know, the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous, they bring much. You know, we're told in James 5, if you get anybody who's sick, to pray for them and to lift that up. And that's just great power. Let's see where God takes me in the New Testament as I jump here real quick. How interesting. Okay, it opens up here into Daniel. And I'm leaning toward Daniel 11 here is kind of where we're at with this. Where are you taking me here, Lord? This is talking about the kings of the south and the north in Daniel 11. He says, "Now then, I tell you the truth, there are more kings, three more kings, will appear in Persia, and then a fourth who will be far richer than all the others. And when he has gained power by his wealth, he will stir up everyone against the kingdom of Greece. Then a mighty king," Daniel's prophesying, "then a mighty king will appear who will rule with great power and do as he pleases. And after he has appeared, his empire will be broken up and parceled out toward the four winds of heaven. It will not go to his descendants, nor will it have the power that he exercised, because the empire will be uprooted and given to others. The king of the south will become strong, but one of his commanders will become even stronger than he and will rule his own kingdom with great power. And after some years, they will become allies. And the daughter of the king of the south will go to the king of the north to make an alliance. And she will not retain her power, and he and his power will not last. In those days, she will be handed over together with her royal escort and her father and the ones who supported her." I'm going to stop right there. God's just saying stop right there. Okay, so if the book of Daniel has a lot of prophecies, and a lot of those prophecies deal with, you read those also through Revelation, and we've seen a lot of these things come to pass, and there's some really, really neat research, stuff out on the web that really carries through a lot of that. It's amazing. Melody, do we get any comments or prayer requests or anything else? Hearts and likes, that's awesome. God is good. Yeah, the Word of God is good. The Word of God is able. So as you know, normally what we'd like to do through here is we'd like to go and get in our circle, right? Take our prayer requests local and the like. Do you have any prayer requests I need to lift up here, Melody, other than the obvious ones that we've heard? Of course, you've got your graduation, your virtual graduation. I'm talking about you specifically now, Melody. You specifically now, Melody. Do you have any requests we need to be lifting up here? May the 10th, you get your online, I call it your virtual, your online graduation. I saw in Japan, they actually had robots. They're big with robots in Japan. And in Japan, they had robots set up. And they would place the diploma on the robot, and the face of the robot was a tablet, which was the person that was receiving the award.
And then they had a picture of the dean with the robots with the pictures of their faces on there. That's how they were doing it, right? You guys are ready to share some, get back into some music? I think God is about to be a great and sure, now it comes up. Now it comes up and I can see it on here. What you got? You forget that song?
Rewrite's hard.
All right. We won't do that one because we won't have the words on the screen anyway. We've done it before, by the way. Okay, so I do have to give fair warning. I have to give fair warning to those of you still hanging out here with us. We have not run through any of these extras. Zero. Zero, zero. Well, you got most of it. Is that where it falls apart? Let's kill this mic. Turn on the other mic. Okay.
So here's a better question. Who was going to be singing it?
I'm not sure.
There we go.
All right. We'll skip that
next
one.
Oh, hey, great.
This is why we call them extras. How about the next one, though? Who was going to sing?
Let me figure out how to play it.
Who was that? I actually had that available in two keys. There you go. Yep, this is Melody and I actually put Christian lyrics to this one back in May of 2017. So we can have some fun with that.
It's probably been so long because I told you right after it that I'm not a Stones fan.
The question is that, is that a key?
Is that a key? You can sing it in or I'm singing it in.
Because there's the next page in a different key.
You want to try a different key?
Knocks, that probably all right.
That'd probably be okay.
All right, an E?
Yeah.
No.
I know you know the next song, Sans Flutie. Save us, Bruce. Is that the one you're going to do?
He's
going to
try.
Oh, good. He's got the right sound. Nice. Can't you see? It's a little Marshall Tucker band. Can't you see? Bruce and Brandon actually did this arrangement many moons ago, yes? Yeah.
Tonight.
Absolutely, we got all kinds of fun, different
and,
things.
And,
here,
and, if, so. And if somebody doesn't like it, it's his fault. I'm pointing to the other arranger.
What are you doing?
Remember it? Oh, yeah, music for it. Now he's got no excuses.
energy version than we've done before.
Good deal there, Bruce. Actually, I think that was the first time I saw you hit the drums loud enough. I actually saw it peak here on the red. So it's going to be interesting to see how it sounds on the.
Nice. There you go.
It's going to be interesting to see how it sounds on that part of the recording. We still got six people hanging out. Who's still hanging out here with us? Oh, it says Melody Conrad joined. I guess that's when you were doing your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Elson and Jan and Mark.
Thanks for sticking around, folks.
Terry. Up with all Terry Armstrong.
I know her.
Oh, Melody, you know Alicia.
Alicia.
Yeah. Alicia's hanging out, too. Welcome. Okay, you remember this one, Brandon?
Nope.
Yes, you do. Is that the right one? Is that the right song?
Can I just hold the G?
Seriously, you don't remember this one? You don't remember this one?
No, I do not remember it.
Seriously, you don't remember this?
No.
Oh, man, I figured you remember this one. Well, we can move on. This is I don't know where you lay your head or where you call your home. I don't know where you eat your meals or where you talk on the phone. I don't know if you got a cook, a butler, or a maid. I don't know if you got a yard with a hammock in the shade. Whoops. I don't know if you got some shelter, say a place to hide. I don't know if you live with friends and who you can confide. Don't know if you got family, say, oh, mom or dad, figure it out. Don't know if you love it all, but I bet you if you had. Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house. All I know is a big old house with rooms for everyone. All I know is lots of land where we can play and run. All I know you need love and I got a family. All I know is you're alone, so why not come with me? Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house. A big, big house and lots and lots of room. You remember this? A big, big table and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house. A big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house. Hey, you remembered more than you thought. He remembered it. He remembered the breaks and everything.
I just needed you to get me started.
I know you know the next song, though.
Which
is our last one.
See, I kind of want to leave this on for
Sure, why not? Why not? Go for it. You've done
Thursday
this song enough. It's good to explore. It's good to explore with this one, with all this. Yeah. Looks like Ken Curtis has joined. Welcome, Ken. Oops, Capo 1-3. This will be entertaining.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do with this.
Go for it.
Dear Jesus, where are you tonight? I've never said this deep inside.
breaking for a faith in things I strain to feel. I need to know that you are real. Oh, Savior, open up my eyes. I wanna see you like a child. There is a haze on the horizons of my heart. Dear Jesus, show me where you are. Be my fire light. Be my fire light. Let it be set right.
Yes.
Be my fire light. Move on, let me free from all these things that I have seen. All of my memories are turning into scars. Oh my God, put back what's been torn apart. Be my fire. Be my firelight. Be my firelight. Let it be set right. Be my
So five people still hanging around. How awesome. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on a Thursday night. Remember, God is good. God is able. We'll be back here on Sunday. Sunday worship. We'll have Pastor Steve Copeland will be here sharing a message and all kinds of good stuff. Remember, your healing, it belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Be at peace. Live in the glory. God bless God. He is able. We will see you Sunday.